Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLACRRMMDRAHAPAFACMA.
Do we have any sickness letters left?
Yeah, like XA or something.
ZA.
Xanax?
That should be Xanax Anonymous.
That'd be X.
Xanax starts on X.
That'd be X. I was jumping on his X before you threw in Z.
No, I said Xanax because I said XA.
Yeah. And you said ZA.
You said ZA. So I said XA.
The ZA came in between.
Okay.
See,
yeah.
You have to understand the addict brain. By the time the thought actually registers and makes it to our lips, other people can chime in and make us look stupid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't need anybody else to chime in helping us look stupid.
Yeah, no, I'm married to the one who chimes in and makes me look stupid all the time.
We're fully capable of making ourselves look stupid enough.
All I have to do is wait a few seconds.
We don't speak for any of those guys. As a matter of fact, we don't speak that well for ourselves.
As you've already seen.
As you could tell. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Sweet. Shelly, how was your day?
Got slumped with that, too. What was the question? Oh, how was my day?
Wow.
It was a day. Choir rehearsal was good. That's the best that can be said for that.
That's the best that could be said, was choir rehearsal was good?
Yes. I can't wait till Christmas because we have an awesome Christmas song coming up, and we're going to be shooting Nerf balls into the congregation.
That does sound exciting.
It is.
You're going to be
exciting.
Shooting Nerf balls at all those blue hairs?
Hey, we have a very diverse congregation.
They're reenacting Shock and Awe.
It's not that diverse.
Yeah, it is. Just because 50% of them are elderly.
Dead?
50% of them are
elderly.
Blue hairs.
Yes.
And
what do you expect in any church in America?
And then 35% of the ones that are left are like 50 to 70. And then there's like 6 younger people.
So, Shelly, you're just a kitten in the choir, huh?
I think I'm the youngest one in the choir, actually.
Oh, yeah. For sure. There's some... I'm trying to think of the right word for this. There's some vintage voices there.
Yes. But they're still rocking.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, shout out to
Peanut
Zach
Gallery.
In the Peanut Gallery.
And
Michael in the Peanut Gallery.
Bangarang.
Bangarang. Mark, how was your day?
My day was great. I went to the fair.
L.A. County Fair.
L.A. County Fair. It's the last week.
Thank God.
Had By the sponsee, time this show goes up, it'll be over.
Had a sponsee get me a couple tickets, let him skip his second step.
Nice. Trade?
Yep.
Give me a couple tickets, you don't have to work.
Parking pass?
Give me a couple tickets, you don't have to work.
That's right.
Nice.
I told him he'd have to do the fourth column of the fourth step if he gave me a parking pass.
Perfect.
So he did.
Wow, Shelly just ate a piece of chocolate that I could hear it break.
No, it's because I left them in the I left the bar in the fridge, and it's really hard now.
That might have been a molar.
Dude,
it might have been.
Sounded like.
Are my teeth cracked?
No, but they got chocolate all over them.
Okay.
Kind of looks like you're eating.
My bottom tooth kind of hurts now.
Oh, that one's cracked.
We got a saw if you want to cut off another bite.
I'll just wait till it warms up, I think.
Okay. How was your day?
No business at my work because of the damn fair.
Then you were lying to me, huh?
No, I had.
I called you three times today.
No,
all three times you had a customer.
Well, one of them, my mom and my aunt were there.
Did they buy anything?
No.
You should have thrown them out.
We were talking about other stuff, okay. But I had two people that came in, and even if they had bought. It was like really low price, low budget stuff. I actually made $100 today because I upgraded someone.
Oh.
But it's actually going to cost me $100 because
so you made nothing.
Back the other one. So there you go.
Okay.
I'm not doing it the way dope fiends are supposed to do it. I'm supposed to buy it cheap, sell it high, and create demand.
You didn't jam a needle in your arm around 3 o'clock?
No.
It was a good day.
Oh, and there you go. I had... a grip of people. as is per usual. Oh, I also had the, we're going to have a barber shop next to the nail salon. And the insurance guys are going down where Verizon was.
Okay.
So there we go. So that's so thrilling to everyone at home.
Glad you all tuned in for this, aren't you?
Yeah, aren't you? You know what that means.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Whew. Started out high on that one.
You.
Okay.
Give your legs a little quiver there.
We have shout outs to Fran, Bill, Donald, Deborah, and Brian.
Who's Brian?
I don't know, some guy, he keeps hanging around.
Wow, I haven't heard from Brian for... Well, now, because you're actually using Boozy News that was sent in.
Well, because I got into Google, because we didn't record for two times in a row, and then the third time, you know, the last time we recorded, I couldn't get... Google was... There's something geflusted. It kept giving me an error.
Geflusted.
So...
I don't even know what that looks like. I hope I don't get any on me.
Toakai Tetoy and his brother-in-law, Lilu Falale.
Wow, nice job on the pronunciation of the names.
Falafel? They were out in the Pacific
Ocean. Louis Falafel?
They're out in the Pacific Ocean. I'm guessing off the coast of
Paddling
Hawaii.
Paddling from Japan?
they'd gone on a fishing trip, and they got stuck. And the boat they were in was dead in the water, got drifted into the Pacific Ocean. It was a small, like a 15-foot vessel, just a small
I think I
might
have heard of this. Is there a strange hero of the week possibly in this?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I guess you guys could do the get the kazoo alert out. Get kazoo alert.
I think it's a strange one.
Yes, it is. Okay. Unfortunately,
you jumped in for that.
Will you stop that? Lelu Falale. Will you stop? I can't talk if you're going to do that. Lelu Falale unfortunately died of dehydration while they were adrift in the ocean. They were stuck out there for like 3 weeks. Toakai Tetoy managed to get a couple of 5-gallon containers of water in a storm. He managed to fill them up and he had enough drinking water.
So he waited for the other guy to die, then he filled up
the... Well, no, the storm didn't come until after the guy died.
Well, that's just bad timing.
Yeah, pretty bad timing.
The guy probably was smelling by that
but
time.
But toward the end of the journey, when he was sure he was going to die, he looked overboard one morning, and there was a 6-foot shark circling his boat. The shark circled. He looked over. The shark swam off in a straight line. And so he thought, okay, it's going to leave. It comes back, it circles his boat a bunch of times, then goes off in the same direction. It did that a whole bunch of times until he finally like got something to start moving the boat, got something to start trying to move the boat a little bit, and he saw a ship in the distance, and the shark led him to the ship. And he claims that the shark saved his life because he wouldn't have noticed that there was a boat in the distance if it hadn't been for
the
shark.
Dead guy's leg and a rope to lasso the shark and have it pull me there.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Like your shark. Put this
yes.
in your mouth.
So the shark is the hero of the week. Following the ordeal, Tetoy said, I'll never go by boat again. I'm taking a plane.
You know, if he'd have made a left, he'd have gotten to that big trash bin in the Pacific Ocean. And
oh, yeah, the
walked.
Giant barge,
could have just,
trash barge.
Could have just walked to like yeah. the next continent.
Let's see. What's that racket going on over there? Oh.
That would be Michael's
Michael
racket.
Mess.
In Washington, well, the story is out of Washington. There's a major problem in the military going on. It's always been sort of a thing, you know, drinking and being a soldier go hand in hand. You know, they kind of carouse and drink a lot. A lighter, that's what I want.
It would be helpful if you said that instead of just pointed randomly at the yeah. table.
There's 9 things on the
I'm
table
picking up phones,
that belong to Shelley,
and
she's pointing. And Bruce picked up one of everything except
the lighter. Okay, well, at any rate, so the military is now saying that there was a study done by the Defense Department that has found that substance abuse and alcohol abuse among the troops and their families has now become a public health crisis. 20% of active duty service members are engaged in heavy drinking on a regular basis. In other words, when they say regular basis, they're defining that as 5 or more drinks a day, every day.
Is that a lot? It seems like a lot to me.
Yeah, and binge drinking has reportedly increased from 35% to 47%.
And how many is that?
Of people, 47% of servicemen.
Oh.
So basically our military is drunk and loaded all the time.
Nice.
No, just off duty.
And the military is having a hard time dealing with the rate of prescription drug abuse because they don't have anything in place to help counteract it.
You know what the military sounds like?
A party.
Just like the human, just like the public.
Well, no, 47% is higher. I mean, 10% of Americans are binge drinkers. They're saying 47% of active duty soldiers are binge drinkers.
You ever been to Afghanistan?
No.
Not a lot to do at night right now.
I don't
think
so.
Well, there's not a lot of booze there either. Oh, so they're bringing it in from somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure they got plenty of booze.
But there's a lot of heroin, though. There's a lot of opium, yeah. Poppies.
Yeah. If you're a binge slammer, is that bad?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just checking because I never did, but.
Okay, let's see. We have a Lilo story. Lilo. Lilo is a little bit mad. Okay, you know who Amanda Bynes is? Nickelodeon.
From the Amanda Show? Cashing,
yeah. Crashing cars faster than Lilo, so she's pissed?
Exactly.
Got it.
Amanda Bynes, she's on.
Really?
She's a Nickelodeon star. She's, yeah. Yeah, she's crashed a couple of cars, hit and run, DUIs, that whole thing. Well, Lilo went on Twitter and said, why did I get put in jail and a Nickelodeon star has no punishment so far? Because apparently Amanda Bynes has gotten off with a slap on the wrist. Although she still hasn't gone to her last trial.
Of course, she probably didn't write F.U. on her fingernails.
Probably not. Yeah, so apparently Lilo's a little bit miffed. This is... Bill sent this one in. This is poetic justice. In Pakistan, an anti-U.S. protester in Lahore, Pakistan... died after inhaling the fumes from the American flags that he was burning in front of the embassy.
I love that.
The American, you know what?
Love
the
that.
American flag hero of the week.
Yeah. Was it a choking, horrible death?
Pretty much.
I hope so.
They were protesting the a film. I guess there's an anti-Islam film out called "Innocence of the Muslims."
You know,
I haven't heard about this.
You know. They showed the film at some place in L.A. and like four people went and saw it. And had they like left it alone, it would have been fine. But some idiot decided to throw it up on YouTube.
Yeah, but you know what?
And then it went viral. But the funny thing is, it didn't go viral where they're protesting. The protesters haven't seen it. They've just heard this was done.
Well, that thing was online months ago.
Yeah, the other issue is this whole thing has nothing to do with the film, you know. Let's just knock that crap off now.
I love the guy from...
I'm just saying what the story says. That's all.
I love the guy from Palestine or whatever. I can't remember. Where was the embassy that got...
Libya.
The guy who's running Libya now says...
It was a coordinated...
It had nothing to do with that movie. He goes, you guys know that these guys were all like heavily armed and everything. Yeah. He goes, these weren't just like your regular protesters. He goes, these guys had like...
Yeah. Yeah, flash mob with RPGs.
Yeah, they had RPG rocket launchers with them. He goes, we don't get a lot of that just walking around. You know, people that say, hey, let's go riot, and they've got, like, RPGs with them. I'm like, yeah. That sounds like more like Bozeman, Montana.
Precision hit the two targets they were aiming for?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a flash mob demonstrating against the
flash
movie.
They missed it. They were supposed to be doing Hammer Time.
Yeah.
And they made a mistake.
So they did RPG Time.
Hammer Time. Oh, brother. Oh, okay. We'll skip that one. Okay.
Okay.
In Kentucky, Paula Asher slammed into a car that was carrying four teenagers. Then she left the scene. She was apprehended by the police. She was written up for
trouble.
DUI. She's in trouble. Now, no one died. You know, the kids got hurt. They're not, you know, they were in and out of the hospital. It wasn't like...
They
tragic,
went to the hospital,
tragic.
Then in and out?
It was bad enough. They had to go to the hospital to get treated. So she gets arrested and everything. She goes, you know, she's indicted. She went back and wrote on her Facebook, my dumbass got a DUI and I hit a car, LOL. Ooh. So she's laughing out loud about
this. That
sounds
like something one of my sponsees would do. Do you know which one? No, not you.
No, not you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he knows which one.
We know
Peanut
which
Gallery
one.
Came up with the correct answer.
We know which one.
At any rate, the judge, when the parents of the teenagers saw the Facebook post or heard about the Facebook post, they went to the judge and said they felt that, that was inappropriate. The judge was so incensed that he threw her in jail. Said that it was highly inappropriate and in contempt of court to be making light of the situation that got her there.
Judge
forced her off of Facebook.
Judge might have gone a little overboard. We're a little oversensitive.
Well, it is a little bit...
LOL.
LOL.
I think that's a little bit crappy to,
I like
to be saying.
Better.
I hit a car, LOL. Give me a break.
You know what BNS is?
LMFAO.
BNS.
Brief nasal snort.
Brief nasal snort. It's not really funny enough to laugh out loud, but it's kind of funny enough to comment, so you go, huh.
Yeah. Bill sent this one in, too. I thought this was interesting. In 1957, this is just this, what do you want to call it, a pamphlet on this. The study that they did in 1957 was just published. The U.S. government did a study called The Effect of Nuclear Explosions on Commercially Packaged Beverages.
It's bad.
They actually spent money to do this. They set off, you know, when they were doing all the tests out in the desert, one of the tests, they put, like, bottles of beer and cans of soda and stuff at various places around where they were going to set off the nuclear bombs, and then went back, collected them, and found out what the effect of the nuclear bomb was on those beverages.
Who drank them?
Apparently, you can still drink beer and soda after they've been hit by a nuclear bomb.
It's good to know.
Yes, it is good to know. Your beer will still be good after the nukes fall.
Wait.
And 50 years later, the McDonald's french fry they set next to the soda
is still there.
Still warm, too.
Yeah. Has not changed composition.
The government concluded, and I'm quoting here, these beverages could be used as potable water sources for immediate emergency purposes as soon as the storage area is safe to enter after a nuclear explosion. So if you can make it to the store, you can get drunk.
If there's a nuclear explosion and all that's available to me is beer, is that really going out? And does it matter?
Yeah, really.
And would every meeting be a candlelight meeting? Because somebody would be glowing.
Yeah.
I don't know, just random glowing. Thoughts on my part.
I was trying to think of a way to make candlelight something to do with someone lighting up. But
okay, and finally this out of Orlando.
Cadaver light.
Orlando.
Florida!
Michael Wayne Jones.
Three names,
yes.
One drug deal.
Yep. It's always a drug deal.
Three names, drug deal. Well, not a drug deal, but there were drugs involved.
Okay.
He got mad when his girlfriend came home. By the way, he's gotten arrested for domestic violence.
Okay.
Should have gotten arrested for...
Is that a sidebar or is that like the actual story?
No, that's actually in here. That's what he got arrested for. Should have gotten arrested for cruelty to animals, but... he got angry when his girlfriend came home with her daughter, and they decided they wanted to smoke some crack. So he picked up the
girlfriend
family
and
dog.
Daughter?
The girlfriend's daughter.
The girlfriend and the daughter decided to smoke some crack.
Yes.
Okay.
So he picked up the family dog and began to beat them with it.
Did that scare the little 9-year-old?
Wait.
He grabbed
beat
the dog.
Beat them with the family dog?
He grabbed it and began to swing it around, striking them with the dog. Then he put the dog down and started trying to choke his girlfriend. Then he fled the scene, but the cops found him because he took the dog and his bike and rode away.
And
if he'd have swung the girlfriend and choked the dog, he'd have gotten arrested for cruelty to animals.
True. But apparently the dog is okay because he took the dog with him.
If you pick up the dog by its back legs and swing the dog as hard as you can into the girlfriend and they both die, you have two dead bodies and no murder weapon. Is there any way you could get off from that?
Two dead bodies and no murder weapon.
I'm just one. Just random thoughts from this chair.
That is pretty random.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, that is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Come on, Shelly, come on. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To that same old place that you laughed about.
Shelly's not really laughing about
she,
it. Though,
she almost she played for a minute.
For a second.
That's all
I said
we
two
needed.
Words.
That's all
for
we
a
needed.
Brief second. You know what?
What?
She's going to be like Gabe. She's going to be the Recovery 101's Gabe Kaplan. The only problem is, which one of us is Horshack?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Apparently it's Mark.
Yeah, that's Mark.
Hello?
And I'll have to be Epstein because he's like the totally stupid one. Hawaii? That was pretty good. So we have a topic.
We do. Bolting.
Bolting.
That's what my plants do at the end of summer.
I don't really like his music.
It's what addicts do after about 3 or 4 weeks.
I don't really like his music that much.
It's Bolton.
Oh, Bolting.
Never mind.
But I'm...
So,
yeah.
Do we ever know anyone that's bolted? Now,
we got poster. We got poster children for bolting.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute.
We could have telethons for our bolters.
Why don't you take a moment, Mark, and explain what we mean by bolting or bolters?
It's that person in the program who gets a sponsor or a recovery home or things like that, and they spend about the time it takes for somebody to start pulling their covers or assigning them work or doing anything in the program that as a sponsor or as a recovery center you're supposed to do, and they bolt and they move on to the next person. They get the next sponsor, they get the next recovery home, they get the next anything.
When someone wants them to do something, they look for another someone.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've seen that a few times.
I'm watching, yeah, a few times,
yeah,
today.
We saw it at least once today.
Yeah, I dealt with it.
Well, it wasn't today. It was the other day. We still have the repercussions of it today.
Yeah, I dealt with it, I think, yesterday. I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, I got a call from someone when I was doing something, so they didn't ask me to come and get them.
I got a call from them. Somebody in the peanut gallery got a call from them. Somebody else got a call from it was like...
My worker at work got a call from them.
Yeah, you know. And I spoke to you, and I spoke to your worker at work. And basically said, he's where he needs to be. I'll leave him there.
Although, unfortunately, I think because he apparently, and I had never known this, 'twas not the first time.
That he's bolted.
He bolted from a meeting at a place where, and you know what? I'll tell you what. I love the guy to death. Guy comes back today. No discussion on anything except for justifications on why he thought he did the things he did.
Well, of course.
Bolting from a meeting, the justification was that a guy said that addicts really shouldn't be sharing about drugs in an AA meeting. And I'm like, okay, so the guy's right. And that made you want to bolt. Why?
Well, he ain't right, but that's another topic.
You don't agree with what a guy says in a meeting, so that makes it okay to bolt? I'm like, really? Because I don't think you're always going to hear people share with things you agree with the rest of your recovery. You know? I'm like, really? Is that the thing that's going to make you have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Shelly?
What about me?
Know anyone who's ever bolted from a program?
I'm trying to think. Because most of mine just sort of wander off. Because they're not... Well, did I have one in a program that... Wait, no? Maybe? Did I? I don't think so.
You had one that went in a facility just like a week ago.
Yeah, but she stayed as long as they wanted her to stay. And when they let her out, she went into IOP. Intensive Outpatient Program. So, I mean, she's done what she's supposed to do.
So you don't have any bolters?
I've had the ones that are just there long enough to get back whatever it is that the court took away and not really use the program. There was one, and I forget her name. It was way back in, like, I think I had 2 years. And she had moved out east of here, and I told her to find some meetings. And she decided she didn't want to go to meetings anymore, and that was the end. That was the last I heard of her. I don't know if that's bolting or she just gave up.
Well, then there's bolting in the other kind of definition, where not necessarily from a facility, but just from recovery in general.
Yeah.
And Mark kind of alluded to it, like when you give someone some, and I've had a zillion of these. You've had this too, Shelley. You give someone something to do,
right?
And all of a sudden, they're off and running.
Right.
They're yes. bolting.
It's almost like they're allergic to Bic pens. Because the minute you put one in their hand, they run.
Yeah.
They break out in a rash.
They break out in a rush.
Yeah.
You know, do we see, and I kind of go with this thing about people bolting today, that it's another one of those steps of the program's very different today than it was years ago.
Well, years and years ago.
Because when I got the call about the one person, you got the call, James got the call, you know, this guy would have worn out a pair of shoes before any of us would have gone to get him.
But then there's the other...
The new guy who's out there drives him back.
I'll tell you what, though. There's an interesting part to this scenario that is kind of interesting. This guy, G-Money, I'll call him just mm-hmm. for shits and giggles. G-Money yeah.
Just so he bolted. Knows, just as he knows we're talking about him when yeah. he hears the show.
Yeah. He won't hear it. So G-Money is hanging out somewhere
mm-hmm.
and says, that's it, I'm done, I ain't going. Starts supposedly praying.
Great.
30 minutes later, 40 minutes later, a guy who happens to be out in the area goes, huh. Maybe I'll go over to this facility and say hi to someone I know. Wasn't really planning on doing that, but let me go over there. G-Money goes, oh my God, I was just praying for help. And God, usually you take a while, and look, here he is, right here. And I thought about that later, and I thought, it's a strange concurrence. This guy never goes to that area. Happens to be out that way, for some unknown reason, says, let me go by this recovery facility at just right after this guy shares that he prayed for someone to help him out and bolts from this recovery center. I've never been there. This guy hasn't been there since he left that facility, whatever it was, two or three months ago. And it's like, then it's like, was it God's will? I don't know. It was weird. I mean, is it weird? Is it weird to anyone but me? Guy who never goes out in that area, happens to be out there, says off the wall, hey, I think I'll go over and visit these guys. At the same time, a guy is there praying, I need help.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. It could just be a coincidence.
It could be.
A coinkydinky.
It could be. But it could be a gunshot.
I suppose it could, but I'm not exactly
now, I'm
sure
not
what
saying
the purpose
God's
is.
A great, I'm not saying God's a great aim with this one. I mean, you know, it might be a God shot. And it, God, you know, God.
He's
maybe,
trying to hit a one
God,
iron.
God was firing a Gatling gun here.
Well, you know.
There was a little collateral damage.
You know. Now, how about, well, Mark, you've, and you've had others. Well, we know another guy. You sponsored him briefly.
For
a guy
minute.
Went to that same facility. This guy didn't make it a freaking week, barely, and he was calling supposedly his sponsor.
You?
No, which was Mark, but he was calling me. And then I heard he was calling his girlfriend saying it was Mark. And I'm like, how are these guys getting away with that? They're supposed to dial the phone number for him. Hey, yeah. You think if I was that place, I'd dial the number and go, is this Steve? Because it sounds like a girl. And then I'd make him get up in the morning and write about it.
Do you have a chest cold?
Yeah, something's up. So, Shelly.
What?
You had those that bolted from the program when you wanted them to work, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, I will go a certain distance. I will say, okay, if you don't call me for a couple of days, I will call you and check and see what's going on. If they're not willing to do anything or they flat out say, as I've had them say, I'm not going to do this anymore, okay, fine. I'm not going to, you know, run you down. You know, you can come and get it when you're ready. But I'm, you know... And I refuse. I would not have picked this guy up because I refuse to aid in someone else's self-destruction. That is not my job.
Bravo.
And I would have left him there. I like him. I think he has a lot of special gifts. Right now, his gift seems to be backing himself up to the ass-kicking machine.
Well, maybe that... Yeah, you know what? See, I'm a little bit of the other tack. Now, I wouldn't have gone and got him. I wouldn't have made the trip to drive an hour out there to go get him. If I had been there
and
at
why
the
not?
Time, why not?
Because it's not helping.
Because unless I really got the urge to do it, it would be hard for me to believe it was God's will for me to do it. If I didn't have the idea to go and get him,
yeah.
Now, if I was out there, which would be weird, and I happen to go by there, which would also be weird, and suddenly there's a guy I know who's already arranged to get himself kicked out, I might have brought him back. Because maybe it's God's will for him to get his ass kicked more. And you know what? If nothing else, he was in a place, three hots and a cot, and you know what?
What?
He's not in a place with three hots and a cot anymore. I got a text message, maybe I could sleep in the back of your truck. Maybe it's time. Maybe the whole thing is one more time. Someone hasn't hit bottom completely, and this is God's way of doing it. Because you know what? If he's at a place where there's food and shelter and this and that, and he decides to split, all of a sudden the food and the shelter and all that is gone. Now what? More ass kicking. Maybe the God shot was right on the money. I don't know.
Well, it'll be interesting to see the amount of enabling that goes on for him in the next couple of months.
Apparently, one of my sponsees and another one of my former sponsees just chewed his ass for like a couple of hours. Just chewed him.
And what did he do?
Fired him.
And went and did what? Got another sponsor.
Yeah, he did.
Bolted to a new guy.
He doesn't talk to me that much anymore, not since he had to delete my post off of Facebook.
Well, he's...
Because I told him, he went on one of his oh poor me rants, and I told him to knock off the crap and go to a meeting. And he deleted my post. So he hasn't really talked to me much.
Did he?
Yeah.
Nice.
I did. I said, he posted this oh poor me rant, and then he's got people, you know, doing the stroke me thing. Oh, you poor thing, blah, 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 blah. My post was, oh, knock off the crap and go to a meeting. I'll expect to see you Thursday.
I put him in the category of, I put him in the category of getting in the way of me working with another addict.
There is that. He certainly is taking up a lot of headroom amongst our group, isn't he?
Yeah.
Not really for me. I mean, it came up as a topic tonight.
Yeah.
There's not enough room in your head with all the sex in there.
Wow.
Bangarang. Bangarang. So, Shelley, what would your final words on bolting be? Not molting, bolting.
Bolting. You know, if you've done your best, if you've done your job as a sponsor and they're still going to run, let them go. I mean, what else are you going to do? Maybe it's not their time. Maybe you're not the person to work with them. Maybe they're supposed to find somebody else. Maybe something else is supposed to happen. I can't run their life for them. And, if I've done everything that I can do, then I have to just say that that's God's will. But I have to have done all the footwork first as a sponsor.
Mark?
I agree with Shelley. You'll let them go. And you don't enable them as they find their own road back.
My final words are, maybe I'm getting a ride with God's will. I don't know.
Hello, sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Ooh, the sleeping bag call.
The sleeping bag was God's will for me.
Okay, I'm just
when
saying.
I start to try and figure out what I think God's will is, I'm barking up the wrong tree. Because I used to try and think, I used to justify everything I did as being God's will, or, you know, it must be. And you know what? When I think I've got that figured out, man, I'm in dangerous territory.
Yeah, but you can't also then say that doing something just because you've done it now is God's will, because God gave us brains to use and a program to follow. And if we're following the program, we're doing God's will. Just because that person happened to get picked up by that guy doesn't mean that that was God's will. Maybe what it was Satan?
let me put it this way. What if that guy had turned his will and his life over to God this morning and suddenly had the urge to go over there, and there's a guy who said, "My God, I was just praying for a ride." He goes, "I prayed for God's will. I happen to be here where this guy is that needs a ride. Imagine my luck."
Well, maybe. We'll see. We shall see.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Mark.
What?
Who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
That was the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
What? You had to say it like that.
As opposed to what?
Because now I have, "Don't bring me down."
Bruce.
You said Bruce, and that made me think of the song. Now I'm going to have it stuck in my head all night.
Okay. That would be Bruce.
Electric Light Orchestra.
Anyway, 12stepgazette.com. You can go to recovery101.net, which is our site. You can scroll down, click the link. Take you right to his fine publication, which you can read online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription, and he'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or an Alano club or someplace where many of us sick gather, let Bruce know. He'll send you out some hard copies to strew about the place. If you're interested in a franchise, we do. If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce, and he'll give you all the information you need to make a little coin.
To make what?
To make a little coin. To make a little cash.
Oh, a little kale.
Yeah, a little kale.
Shelly.
A little folding green stuff.
Yes.
I don't mean to wake you up. So someone wants to listen to the show. Or they are listening to the show, but they want to really be helpful.
Send money.
Yeah.
Click that little PayPal icon.
They click to play a show. Go to recovery101.net.
Okay.
Click on one of the shows, then click on like or permalink. If you're a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've just been counted. It helps us with our numbers. If you're not, you will have an opportunity to become a member of Podomatic, and it's fun and free. It's free.
You want to do so.
So you should definitely do it, and then you can find out, you can get updates when we post the shows. You can follow us. You can what's the other thing? Oh, add us to playlists. You can go and put topic suggestions and comments and like old shows and stuff, and it's, you should just do it.
I should make the PayPal link the seventh tradition link.
Yeah.
Can't do that. We don't speak for any A's.
Well, we have our own seven tradition.
The seventh tradition isn't speaking for any A's.
Our seventh tradition.
You can't usurp part of their tradition.
Our seventh tradition is
send us money.
Donating through PayPal.
Yeah.
Now that would be our first tradition.
That's right.
The Recovery 101 first tradition.
Good point. You know what? We'll make it our third step.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Turned our cash and our credit cards over to the care of Recovery 101.
If we got
we understand them.
If we got a dollar for every time someone listened, we'd be freaking rich.
Rich.
Yeah.
Would have had like
we have a staggering amount of people who listen.
Would have had like $2.5 million last year and like $3.5 million this year.
But you know what?
That'd be $5.5 million.
$1 million.
Just put in a buck.
Money can't buy
It's not God's will.
Money
the
can't buy
gallery.
You love.
But it sure can make the journey more enjoyable.
No, we have the love of our group here. It has a price beyond rubies.
But not beyond diamonds.
It's a biblical quote, thank you.
A price
beyond rubies?
Really?
This was a long-ass show, wasn't
Frankincense and myrrh or something?
Frankincense.
Frankincense and meerkats.
Yeah. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. And join the crack staff. That's right, the crack advertising staff. People are lagging on that.
Yeah.
Need to go in there and get rid of all the spam in there and like nary another email. At recovery101radiosales@gmail.com, we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Oh, I don't know, because the discs are up there on the shelf.
Well, pick somebody.
How about Booby Trap?
Booby Trap.
Yes.
She likes that because the chick is hot.
Pretty much.
Yeah. At that music festival? Mm-hmm. Up in the front was all guys and lesbians. That was it.
Oh.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, weren't all the guys lesbians too?
I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
So they were all lesbians.
With good plumbing.
Very good plumbing. Thank you.
Ow! Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you. Chained in your mind.